You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio. I'm Sarah Turner. Today my guest is Claire G. Harvey. Claire was my very first flower essence teacher. So I'm really, really delighted to be sharing this Nature Connection Show with her. Claire is an internationally recognized authority on flower essences and has been a flower essence consultant herself for over 20 years. Claire's a third generation healer and was trained by her grandmother, herself taught by Dr. Edward Bach, creator of the famous Bach remedies. Claire helped her parents found Middle Piccadilly in Dorset, one of the first truly holistic residential natural healing centres in the UK, and continues to give treatments at this award-winning centre, known for the quality and excellence of its therapists. Claire also runs her own practice at 103 to 105 Harley Street in London. So welcome to Nature Connections, Claire.
Hello, lovely to speak with you, Sarah.
You're very welcome, Claire. It's a real privilege to connect with you and to introduce you to everybody through the Nature Connections show.
Yes, lovely. Great show too, by the way.
Thank you. Yes, it's... Well, I think when we share about the heart of nature, it just goes straight to everybody's hearts, doesn't it, when we make that connection?
It sure does, and it's very much needed today.
Yes, yes. So I know from knowing you and training you that you're a very accomplished healer yourself. Obviously, you're, as I mentioned, a real expert and authority on flower essences, but you're also trained in yoga and crystals, Chinese medicine, sound healing, and other modalities too. But actually, I think you're most well known for your connection with the essences. Is that right?
It is, and I think really having trained in, well, just about seven or eight different modalities and loving them all, my real passion is the flower remedies because they're so useful with all the other modalities.
Yeah.
And I think once the flowers get you, it's almost as if you have instructions of what to do with them, how to work with them. And I'm obviously part of why I'm here is to help to move the whole flower essence field forward to make it more well known and more user friendly for people in the street, the man, woman in the street, and us generally as practitioners as well.
Yeah, because there's, you know, everybody, once you know what essences do, you know, you and I know, and anybody else listening who uses them, you know that we all need them all the time. They can help every single body, can't they?
Absolutely, and that is the beauty of them. You can use them with anything else that you're actually taking, whether it's vitamins, minerals, or even if people are taking, you know, medication they have to be on, they help on that level. They help to get behind the reason why things become physical in the first place. So they are totally extraordinary. I just had today somebody ringing up for another bottle because her husband had migraines had completely gone. So they can be as profound as that when he'd suffered maybe a lifetime of migraines. So she was hot to trot on the phone for another bottle before they went on holiday.
Absolutely.
So it can be as dramatic as that.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, they can be. They get to the root of everything, don't they? Absolutely.
Yes, they do.
So
and the other thing that go on,
please,
sorry.
No, go on, please.
The other thing that's really interesting is it's an uncharted field in the sense that there hasn't been, I mean, there's a previous history with Dr. Bach, and obviously there's an ancient history where they were used eons ago. And there's, when you go to South America or you go into the jungle, they all know about flower remedies. A lot of the indigenous peoples had flower remedies as part of their system of medicine. It's probably almost considered the first form of liquid medicine.
Really?
So, yeah, so nowadays, in the last 20 years, there's been a lot of pioneers, but it's an open field. You can go all sorts of different places with it. You know, you can put them in skincare, you can work with sound, you can work with shamanic essences, you can put them in the bath, they're so user-friendly. You can use them as a room spray. And they go beautifully with aromatherapy, with homeopathy. So that's what excites me. And being an Aries, I just love to kind of go into different areas and see how I can use them. How I can use them and help other people to help themselves.
And then
I'm passionate about them.
Absolutely, yes. And well, I join you in that, you know, as I said before, once we know their potential, it's, you know, we struggle, and why does we want to let the world know, which is what we're doing here today.
Yeah.
So the other thing that I think is really key for people to know that is with flower essences, there are no contraindications.
None whatsoever. And again, the beauty of them, you can actually use them with pregnant women, children, babies, animals, horses, anything. You can spray them for your plants. So flower remedies are probably the only thing where there is absolutely no contraindication at all, no negative, or any form of, often with homeopathy, you get a sort of a negative occurrence, or a sort of the negative coming up, to like a retracing, or in order to clear stuff out. But you often don't get that with flower remedies as much if you get the balance of the remedies correct.
That's the key thing, isn't it? Is actually finding the essence that will take you where to want you to go in the smoothest way, and that they can do.
Absolutely, and which is why I tend to use a lot of different kind of remedies. So I have a smorgasbord of essences in front of me when I'm working with somebody, so that I can get the most accurate tailor-made prescription possible to suit their particular problems.
And that's what is actually so unique about what you do, Claire, and it's actually when I trained with you back in, I was thinking the other day, I think it was back in 2001, so quite a few years ago. Yes. Ages are slightly, doesn't it? In a good way, though. Was that you were representing, you were the voice of all different ranges, and that is, you know, as you've just said, such so key to being able to find the unique vibration that that particular person needs. So can you tell us a little bit more about how you were originally drawn to working with lots of different essences and how that works, really?
Obviously my history is with Dr. Batch, and I always remember my grandmother telling me that he always felt that his remedies were complete within themselves, but had he lived on, that he would have made more, although he really simplified them. But he also said, because of the stresses and strains and the fast pace of life that we were going to be experiencing, that we'd need more remedies and a wider range of remedies. So that probably imprinted in my mind right from, you know, very young. So it was natural for me to kind of feel that just one set wouldn't necessarily be the answer to all our particular problems, because we are multifaceted in terms of there are a lot of mixed cultures. We get a lot of influence from, you know, switch on the television, we can see what's going on in Afghanistan, we can see, you know, if there's a, you know, an earthquake, or we are exposed to, through the media, we're exposed to so much more on an energetic level than we did previously. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense to be able to draw from remedies from those particular lands that help to balance us. And my sense, we're much more global beings, human beings, than we were before. So we will need a much more complex range of essences in order to maintain our balance through our lives. And that's probably also the instructions from upstairs as well, that I needed to find a way of working with many different remedies to get an as accurate prescription as possible for that person, to help them to move on. So whether it's on an emotional, physical, psychological, spiritual level, it needed to approach all those. And then even something from a past life carrier, which would also needed to be, you even have to go back as far as that in order to change it up and to bring things forward. So it sounds very complicated, but when you learn to douse, you can tap into the person's, what I call the internal doctor, and you get very clear instructions of what combination of remedies that particular person needs.
And each range of essences kind of has its own, obviously it has its own signature, which comes from the land it's grown on and the producer's own calling, but they kind of have their own strengths, don't they?
They do, and they have their own uniqueness. And even maybe you've got two different sets from, or three of them, I think there's three or four from Australia, and each one has a different frequency and different vibration. And again, it's important to match up, a bit like composing an opera or whatever, a song. It's about matching up the correct frequency to help the vibrational patterning to come back into balance, to do the correct dance for that particular person. So if you see it as a set of frequencies, different frequencies, you kind of get a feel for how you're being a little bit like a conductor in a sense. So yeah, that is the key, really, basically. So it makes sense that you work with a different quite a lot of ranges of essences. I probably have about over 1,000 different remedies with me at one time, but I'll be led to go to which particular set or combination of sets would be correct for that particular person that's in front of me.
Yeah,
and that's the fun bit. Because no two people are the same.
No.
I've never done, over the last 25 years, I've never done, even though it might be migraine or whatever, it was cancer or something like that, I've never done exactly the same combination of essences for a person.
Yes. Yes. So as most of the energetic modalities, let's say somebody comes who's experienced migraines for an awful long time, say two people turned up with the same physical story, if you like, they would get different essences, wouldn't they?
Yes, because what created the migraine, I mean, there's a generally one migraine, sort of there's a story behind where it develops into migraine. So there's that, but how the person got there and how they respond to life stresses, again, is unique to them. So that's the art of tailor-making remedies to suit the person on that level. And that's a fun bit too.
It is. It is.
Yeah, very exciting.
It is, because you do get the real sense that of connecting back to the flowers and the trees and the plants themselves that make the essences, don't you? They join in and really work with us.
It's a real cooperation, really, on that level, of all three, the flower essence world, or whether it's sound or whatever, but the vibrational frequency of that world, yourself and the person in front of you.
Beautiful connections.
Yeah, it's a fascinating field, it really is.
So I can really tell from how you're sharing this with us that after years of doing this, you're still so excited about what you're doing.
Yes, because you're learning too, you see. That's the whole point. You're each person that comes in front of you, you're also learning about where they're coming from. You're also learning how the human mind, how the human being becomes out of balance, and how you can see the frequency that's needed to help themselves stay in balance, come into balance and stay in balance. And I'm delighted when somebody says, I don't need to see you anymore, Claire. Because, you know, I've done my job. And I'd say, well, you know, when you're ready, if and when, I'll see you sometime.
Yeah.
Fantastic, you know.
Yes.
They've turned their lives completely around, which is usually, you know, that's the point where they say, you know, I just want to give it a break, or I'll see you. I'm happy at the moment. I said, fine, great.
Yes. Yes, very, very, very nice. There's no, I know with my own practice, you know, seeing people two or three times a year is a great client. You know, it's not the thing that you have to kind of turn up all the time, is it? Or not for very long anyway.
No, exactly. And, you know, some, it's like that. Some I sort of see regularly every 6 weeks. And you can see, again, the real progression of people. And again, I let them see which is the right thing for them to do. So it's a sort of, you know, when they're going through some progression or something like that, they want to clear something through. So it's always a fun challenge on that level. It really is.
So maybe we can talk a little bit about as well, because as we know, Dr. Batch reintroduced fluorescences to the world. And you've already shared that a lot of the indigenous cultures just know what essences are. So this is not new in any stretch of the imagination. But there does seem to be, just in the last year, maybe even more recently, but there seems to be all of a sudden an opening whereby those of us in the essence world, we just know that now is the time.
Yes, and I think... whatever's happening energetically or planetarily, I think there is a quickening. I think there is, people are feeling that they need something. The old sort of rules or the old things that kind of kept us more or less stable is no longer as solid as they appeared to be. So there is a real momentum to looking for something that works on that energetic level. You know, we were talking about transformation on a spiritual level as well, and I think there's quite a strong percentage of people wakening up on that level. So flower remedies are perfect for that, because they, bottom line, they are for how we are progressing on our soul level, and how we are with our feet along our path, and what is it that are our challenges, and what do we need to be able to handle those challenges in a successful and productive way, so that you can move forward and you can learn and you can keep your passion about your own life. So remedies are fantastic for that. They really are. They are. I think that's what they're here for. And I think it's the timing is correct for that.
Yes.
So there's a really strong internal movement going on.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so that I hope that people listening, if you haven't used essences, will just see where you can start to find out more about it, and we'll be flagging up some ways that you can find out about exactly what Claire's doing towards the end of this interview. So I know it would be lovely for you to share, Claire, a little bit about your own essences. Now you have the Flowers of the Orient range, and I know you have some newcomers to that, and also a brand new range that's coming out. So would you tell us a little bit about that?
The Flowers of the Orient or the brand new range?
Maybe a little bit about both.
Okay, yep. Now, the Flowers of the Orient were the first actual flower remedies I made when I visited Thailand, because when I worked the first version of the book, I said, I'm never going to be making flower remedies. I'm just happy to, you know, do a book and help everybody else bring it into the market in a more visible way. And of course, every time I say never, things start happening. So when I was drawing, I also trained as an artist, so when I was drawing a beautiful orchid, I got clear instructions to go and make some remedies. I was in this beautiful pagoda park in Thailand, in the bottom of Thailand, and I was just almost had no choice but to go and to make remedies. And the first one I made was the Orchid Queen, and it was a set, and there was bougainvillea, frangipani, and water lily, and different very sort of beautifully exotic essences, which were really basically for us girls, for us women, about our own sensuality, about our own sense of who we are as women, and feeling empowered in what I call a very strong but gentle way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about burning bras and all that. I'm talking about what it really means to be a woman, that sort of X factor. So that's how the Flowers of the Orient came into being. And since then, I've been developing. I was just back in Thailand before Christmas, and I was down in Phuket. And another range, there you go, you see. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
And another range came, which was really basically for transformation, what we were just talking about, that it was really important that we went back to that originating thought in order to decode it, or almost to tear up the script. And that was the sacred banyan tree, which I had made one of the first essences, of a tree essence. And that was the most extraordinary experience in terms of getting to the fundamental DNA level. And I, having worked with it for the last 4 or 5 years, this one I did previous before, I topped up and made another set last year. And that banyan tree has taught me a lot about getting to decoding the original coding level, which is the negative coding, and being able to completely change it up and go from that point onwards forward. And that was making a complete set which worked with being able to make that transformation. It came last year, and it included bougainvillea, hibiscus, which calmed the nervous system, red torch ginger, which was regeneration and recapitulation, and bringing back control and stuff. And it also had things like the paradise, the bird of paradise parakeet flower, which is to do with freedom and being able to sort of have the freedom to move on from the strains and the constraints of conditioned past. And then I had the white and the pink lotus together, which was the yin and the yang kind of energy that talks about the both sides of being that, you know, the yin and the male or the female energy, and the blueprint of what it means to be a human. And then the Orchid Queen, which I call the Queen of the Night, the White Orchid Queen, which is very much to do with connecting spirit and understanding we are a multi-dimensional being. We're not just one, just human. We are actually not a human being with a spirit, but a spirit with a body.
Such beautiful flowers. Just as you tell us about them quite quickly, but even so, I'm really getting a sense of how, and I don't just mean physically beautiful. I know they are, because I've seen photos of them, but just really such different energy. Real something.
Quite extraordinary, really. Mm. When you start to work with essences, and start to listen, and even people, if they haven't made essences, to go and see if they could do one in their garden, or just connect with the energy, which is originally how a lot of the indigenous people worked with flower remedies on that level. So they are, it's quite an interesting set. Again, I'm learning about it equally as the messages come through about what they're for. Mm. And then you've got a lovely one called the white spider lily, which is multi-leveled protection. And sorry about that. Multi-leveled projection, that as you go through transformational process, it's very important that you're protected, that you and the process is protected, because often when you're going through a shift and a movement forward, you can sometimes go, oops, you know, not sure about this, and kind of pull back. And this is important, there's a smooth transition, so your movement forward is a complete movement forward and the whole of you is moving forward. That's a very interesting set of essences that has come through. And you asked about the latest one, which again is the shamanic essences.
Fascinating.
This is a completely different way of working with essences. Most people probably know about the traditional way of floating the petals, the blossoms in sunlight, and that's one way of making essences. But this is calls more to the Native American or South American tradition, where they were able to call in the energy, call in the energy of the animal spirits, and call in the energy of a place. Or they're very connected that way, and the shamans still are very connected that way. And I've done quite a bit of work in South America with shamans and in the jungle and stuff. So this set was actually made with my mother, who is a shamanka. She teaches women's shamanism. And while I was working in one of her workshops, it came very... The jaguar is actually one of my power animals, and the energy of the jaguar came through, and this whole set was developed. And again, this is very much to do with transformation, but more on the shamanic level. So it's quite an extraordinary set as well. So I'm learning all the time about different, and it's not actually flowers, but it's how you call that energy in.
So what we'll need to do is bring you back onto the show in a few months' time and get you to share with us all about these new the jaguar calling range. Fabulous, wouldn't it? And then we can really kind of dive into the energy together.
That'd be lovely.
That would be fab. It's very exciting speaking to you. I love the sound of the new Flowers of the Orient. Very, very powerful. Thank you very much for sharing with us today your passion, and it's lovely to hear how it just continues to grow in you. Would you like to share with everybody how they can find out more about what you do and what we haven't mentioned, actually, because we could go on forever? Here are your books. You have several books, the most recent, which is the Practitioner's Encyclopedia of Flower Essences. So tell us a little bit about that, and also how people can buy your essences and find out more about what you do.
The book, The Practitioner's Encyclopedia, is the third updated edition of the original one I did about 18 years ago. So that is really specifically designed for anybody who's passionate about flower remedies. And it's about 500 pages, got some gorgeous flowers in there, and it is really a collection of all the flower remedies, ones that I've used, some new ones, and also including crystal remedies, because we haven't even touched on those yet. Remedies for animals, remedies for children, shamanic essences, sound essences. So there's a lot of different ranges in there that have got some history and have been tried and tested. There's ways of using them. There's also a whole section with my friend Andreas Corte, who's a superb essence maker and has been around for a very long time and is very much a pioneer in the essence field. So there's his whole range in there as well. So there's almost something for everybody.
We had Andreas on the show actually last year. It was fascinating talking to him. Yes.
He's a superstar. He's lovely. Yeah. A great friend. And so I wanted to include his range as well and bring them more. They're not so known in the UK. So I wanted people to kind of be a bit more aware of them. And in terms of getting in contact, I do have a website, which is www.flowersense.com. like it makes sense.co.uk, and there's a telephone number, and you can buy online. The Jaguar range is not on there yet, but you can call 01963 250 750, and then you would be able to order if you wanted to, as well as the flowers and urine. They're about to go up. And if anybody wants to see me in Harley Street, also all the details are on there as well.
Great.
Have
Great,
a lot
Claire.
of fun.
Yes, have fun. Absolutely. So, Al, it's really, really lovely to speak to you again and to help share your work and your passion with all the Nature Connections listeners.
You're listening to the Nature Connections show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature.